Thank you for returning to segment three of program two of the second iteration of The Bigger Picture. The Bigger Picture, America's Past, Present, and Future, written in black and white. We're going to continue this discussion of the war on religion, but in just a little bit of a different manner. I want to go back and talk about some black and white issues that I want to just throw out and have you think about. And all of them, of course, come back to the idea of faith, even family and free enterprise, because we have black brothers and sisters in black churches all this country actively praising God and meeting faithfully for hours on Sunday and at other times and praying, yet these people are doing the opposite of what Scripture says. I can't understand it. But the very foundation of the Christian faith, as illustrated in something we talked about in the previous programs, which is the culture of Christ and the pageant of creation. It's the eight doctrines and three basic understandings that can't be argued. They are the essential basis of the Christian faith, yet we have the black community and the liberal white churches that are going the opposite direction, specifically the issue of abortion. That can't be named amongst Christians. It's not something we can permit in our society or the society that we live in if we're actually going to abide by Isaiah chapter 1, verses 16, 17 that I talk about, or the verse in I think it's either Proverbs 30 or 31 that says, deliver those who are being led away to slaughter. Folks, abortion just doesn't exist in God's lexicon. And we force it in there in the black churches and the liberal white churches. I can't comprehend it. So in the things we're going to talk about, I use that previous example of, I'm not overtly talking about religion, but these things that I'm pointing out are things that relate back to God's intent for this world that Democrats and black Democrats are, well, sidling up to and saying, I'm backing this. And yet they're in direct opposition to God's written word. I can't understand it. Anyway, black culture's killing the goose that laid the golden egg, folks. That's the real meal ticket, and I think another 10% of black America, statistically, are now supporting Trump because they understood how much he did for the black community in contrast of the nothing that Barack Obama did or the nothing that Joe Biden has done but drive up their prices for gasoline and food. Some of the basic ingredients that people need to earn a living or keep living, you know? All right. The black culture's killing the goose that laid the golden egg, their real meal ticket. They're not going against their handlers, those white liberal handlers who are the neo-slave handlers in America. This myopic and narcissistic black culture is strangling itself by letting bitter black leaders with an evil agenda. Can you say Fannie Willis? Can you say Stacey Abrams and others? By letting bitter black leaders with an evil agenda call the shots. Now listen, this is something you need to pay attention to. Point one, Satan is behind it all. Take it or leave it. Satan is dividing the nation now into those who will follow him and the elimination of those who don't. Black America has been chosen by the evil one to be the poster children for his cause. And it is black culture, not the race, the culture that is violent, anti-authority, destructive, unaccountable, emotional.